I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, Eastern State Penitentiary is running a special free exhibit to commemorate Dr. Martin Luther King Day. AYW's Shara Day Howard has the details.
In letters from Birmingham Jail, community leaders, students, and professional actors read from Dr. Martin Luther King's landmark 1963 text. Lauren Zellett, what the penitentiary says covering the civil rights movement is an integral part of Eastern State's new mission to connect past and present.
As we come together as a community over Dr. King weekend, we really think about, you know, how far have we come since the civil rights movement? How much farther do we need to go?
Zellett hopes the exhibit will encourage conversation among the community, as well as youth. And 16-year-old Justin Griggs, who sings in the exhibit, says as a thank you to Dr. King, he's using his music to educate his peers.
Not only the fact that they didn't teach us in school, but every African-American kid should know their history.
Following the readings, there'll be discussions about the relevance of the letters within the current civil rights movement. The exhibit is free and runs from Saturday through Monday, January 18th through the 20th. Shara Day Howard, KYW News Radio.